3 years ago, the border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland played a starring role in the drama known as Brexit. When the United Kingdom was negotiating a new trade deal as part of its withdrawal from the European Union, both sides agreed to avoid new checkpoints on the land border between the two countries. The idea was to protect the peace in a historically violent area, but that meant the checks and controls would have to happen elsewhere, at the sea border between Northern Ireland and the island of Great Britain. Well, now the British government wants to change this arrangement, known as the Northern Ireland Protocol. Europe is threatening tariffs, and the whole thing could start a trade war, or worse. Lisa Clare Witten is a research fellow at Queen's University Belfast. Lisa, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
And this Northern Ireland Protocol, it was an essential part. In fact, it may have been the most difficult part of the Brexit deal in 2019 to extract the UK from the European Union. Remind us briefly what it is.
Yeah, well, you're right in what you say. It was definitely the most challenging part of the agreement to negotiate. To take it back to basics, the protocol is a legal text. It's agreed between the UK and the EU as part of the withdrawal agreement signed back in 2019 that set out the terms of the UK's withdrawal from the EU. In its own words, the protocol's aim is to address what it calls the unique circumstances on the island of Ireland, to maintain necessary conditions for North-South cooperation on the island of Ireland, and to protect the Belfast Good Friday Agreement in all its dimensions. So to do that, the protocol makes a range of provisions that together are designed to avoid the need to implement a so-called hard border on that land border, 300 kilometres that exists between Ireland and Northern Ireland. And the protocol provides that goods can continue to free flow across that border. So that avoids the need for physical checks.
Well, the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, wants to change this agreement. He says that there are problems with trade because of it. Are they? Why? What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so, I mean, on one level, there are problems with trade in that implementing those checks and controls in the Irish sea border between Great Britain and Northern Ireland has created difficulties. The businesses in Northern Ireland, while they're very pro any easements, they don't support the UK government's approach on this one that would see the disapplication of the requirement for checks and controls so that the substance of the Irish sea border, it would remove the requirement to do that. And it would be the UK acting on its own, so the EU don't like this move.
Right. So, and we'll get to the new plan in just a minute, but I want to hear from Boris Johnson himself talking to a reporter with the Guardian newspaper about this plan to change the Northern Ireland Protocol.
In Northern Ireland, the Stormont Assembly, the government of Northern Ireland, can't meet because of the effects of the protocol. What it does is it creates unnecessary barriers on trade east-west. What we can do is fix that. Not a big deal.
He says it's not a big deal. Plenty of people where you are in Belfast and across Europe would disagree.
Yeah, they would. this is quite a big deal. And the way they've done it is really quite difficult for Northern Ireland, creates difficulties. What he said there in terms of the government here can't meet because of the protocol, that's a bit of a, well, it's a very particular way to put it. One of the parties here is refusing to go into power-sharing government in protest over the protocol, but you would have to say that's not directly linked to any of the checks and controls going on. That's the political decision that they're taking, which is why it's this whole move by the UK government and the whole argument puts Northern Ireland, the people of Northern Ireland and the society in this really uncomfortable position between two bigger players, the UK government and the EU, that are kind of pulling in opposite direction.
And Boris Johnson says he can fix this with a new plan. What are the changes that the British government wants to make here?
So there are several changes, but the key one relates to the movement of goods, and the UK government proposal is to create what they call a green lane and a red lane for goods moving from Great Britain into Northern Ireland. The goods that are due to stay in Northern Ireland would go through a green lane, and they would be subject to minimal checks or no checks. And the goods that are intended to go on into Ireland and therefore the rest of the EU single market would go through the red lane, and they would be subject to all of the checks currently required on goods moving from Great Britain to Northern Ireland.
Let me just take a step back here, because one of the most important reasons we're talking about this in the first place is that the original set of trade rules were designed to keep those border checks out of the equation for Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, because that line, of course, has been so fraught for generations until the Good Friday Agreement in the 1990s. Do you think that scrapping the old plan and entering into a new one could threaten that peace?
I think it's always a challenging question to answer, because on one level, tensions here, I'm sitting in Belfast, they're high, and there are voices out there and actors out there that would be willing to disrupt the peace over these sorts of issues. That said, we're nowhere close to where we have been in our history. So I think it's important not to overstate, but also not to understate the fragility of the peace here in Northern Ireland.
Lisa Clare Whitten is a research fellow at Queen's University Belfast. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for the invitation. It was great to speak with you.